Chapter 71. As the census grew at sunrise, Celeste was required to enlarge the size of her staff. The state regulations mandated a ratio of 5-1. Celeste was not to be counted as primary care staff. This meant she needed double staff. Heidi Kleiss listened with distracted interest. "You'll need 5 staff because they will all be part-time, Celeste." It was not a discussion. It was the way things would be. As she filled out her staff, Celeste adopted her own managerial style. Her directions were clear. Work out a timetable that suits your lives. There are some events where everyone will need to be present, but they will be scheduled well in advance. That was it. She presented them with the grid and the hours that needed coverage, and then let them sort it out and present it to her. Celeste did keep track of any conflicts or holes that might occur. It ran like a charm. Celeste trusted her staff to cooperate, and even though they were hardly professionals, they worked it out. Of course, this was not without some bullying and a bit of complaining among them, but Celeste simply decided to not be bothered with it until it affected the running of the program, which it never did. Celeste's one other rule was that they had to be kind to the clients. There was absolutely no doubt about her stance on this issue. Celeste was clear at their job interviews. "If it is an effort for you to be kind, this is the wrong place for you," Celeste routinely said. Morning coffee was a place where Celeste liked to touch base with her clients. "What do you like best about this time of year, Jim?" It would soon be September. Jim was a retired fireman. He was 78, very arthritic. He would soon have to shift from his cane to a walker. Celeste was introducing him to the walker as a method of getting him out of his chair more easily. "I liked going down to the ocean. After all the kids and families cleared out, I watched the seabirds and people who lived by the water." "Oh, yes," said Cecile. She smiled a dreamy, soft look of remembrance. "I was proposed to on the boardwalk at Asbury Park." Cecile was an 81-year-old grandmother. Like many of her generation, she had lived the life she imagined. There were the lean years that were best forgotten and the sadnesses that were kept private. Her Clark had been a good man, and they had a good life and great children. Nothing to the contrary was worth mentioning. "I do remember how much I liked saltwater taffy, though," she said, laughing. Celeste arranged a trip to the shore. She found a spot that had adequate wheelchair access. She made contacts with family who might be able to accompany them for the day. She determined that she would basically need 2-1, or even a 1-1 ratio of caregivers to clients. Judy Campbell thought this was a poor idea that was going to require her to do a lot of work. Why were they even doing it? How stupid was a convoy of wheelchairs and walkers going to look along the boardwalk? People would be laughing at them. "I don't think we should do this, Celeste." Celeste slid down in back of her desk, and Judy closed her door, sat down right in front of it. "Why do you think it's a bad idea?" "It's dangerous," said Judy. She knew that this was her best argument. "What if one of them slips and falls?" They could slip and fall anywhere, said Celeste. But getting in and out of the vans and walking on the boardwalk, suppose one of those walkers gets caught and they fall. How are we going to get medical attention? Those are good points, said Celeste, and they are challenges that we will have to work out. Judy stood up. Well, you just can't do it, that's all. Celeste was calm and spoke slowly. Judy, this is the way it's going to be. We are going to the seashore. Judy stormed out of Celeste's office without answering. Heidi Kleiss had told her to keep her ears open if Celeste was doing anything really crazy. She phoned Heidi. She wants to bring a busload of people down to the beach, complained Judy. Heidi was not impressed. She's your boss. You'll do as she says. Is that all? Judy shuffled back into Celeste's office a few minutes later and apologized for losing her temper.